Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Wherever you're at in time and space, welcome to this now moment. Okay, it's Wednesday morning. Well, actually, it's almost noon, 11:30. And it's raining and cold. I think it's December 29th. Yes, that's right, something like that. Anyway, we're coming right up on the new year. In fact, maybe it's December 30th. Anyway, if you've been listening to these meditations, you know by now, I usually don't know exactly what day it is, and I like it that way, but sometimes I have to know, so I do. But I do know this, that we are coming to the end of an extraordinary year, and so when I set out to sit this morning and be with you in meditation, I suddenly realized the magnitude of this day. And of these next few days, as we come into the end of one year and the beginning of another, which in some respects is just another day, but it's so much more than that. And I'm guessing that you can feel it too, can really feel that all of the madness of 2020 has been so profoundly beneficial, even though it doesn't seem like it, I know, and even though we've had big losses, we've also had big gains in every way that you can imagine. And yet, beckoning from the future, there seems an energy that is very creative, very transformative, and very new. So a lot of people who I've spoken with, and maybe you too, are sort of tired of what has been. We've done it, and it's coming to an end now. And so as we move into this new energy, how welcome it is. And I am so invigorated by this inspiration that comes. So we've talked lately a lot about the past and a lot about the future, as we tend to do at this time of the year. And usually, I would say that takes us right out of the present moment, but somehow it's put us right into the present moment, really considering what we are doing right now and the specialness of this moment in time. The very cusp of a new year, in the beginning of a new decade. I was thinking the other day, we talk about back in the 20s. And our mind immediately goes to the 1920s. Well, we're in the 20s now, the 2020s, and how strange it is. In just a short time, people will look back and say, back in the 20s, and it'll mean the 2020s. So we are in the 20s with an energy, perhaps, that will parallel the transformations that happened in the 1920s. And who knows what happened in the 1820s. And back all the way until the very 20, that is 20 years AD. So you think about that in relation to our now moment and all that has transpired in the human drama on planet Earth. And really get with that for a minute. Doesn't it help you to realize the specialness of this moment and the gift of being present to what a miracle it is, just life itself, without anything happening, just to be here and be sentient, to be aware of yourself in whatever capacity you are showing up as a physical being, and to interact with one another and all of the planet's attractions and delights. Isn't it a miracle? And even still, beyond that miracle is our spiritual reality, which again does not negate all of these things that we can put our hands on and taste and smell and hear and feel. But it enhances so much because we know that we are so much more than just that body that feels or just that mind that thinks. That beyond all of it, there is a source of pure being, and as we've talked about so much lately, of pure bliss, that divine bliss that fills the heart. It's a lot like human love, the love we have for each other or our children or our relatives. But it is even more precious and more sweet because it is eternal. And it is the glue that binds all the universe together. It is the divine love that we so seek. The pearl of great price that Jesus told us we would sell everything to attain. And that brings me right here to the intention I sort of set, or that came to me before I began recording, and that is, with all of these considerations, what are we doing? And I speak to you in the context of our spiritual community called Everett Unity. What are we doing? What is our common glue that binds us together in the intentional world of our own creation and perpetuation? There's a mouthful. What it really boils down to in simple terms is, what are we doing, and why are we doing it, and what do we hope to achieve by it? And for me, as you know, and I've had some wonderful teachers, when you think about Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, Paramahansa Yogananda, all of the saints of all religions, Jesus, Mother Mary. So many characters come to mind and flash through my consciousness. People who have devoted themselves to a higher thing than just one mere lifetime and its attainments. As wonderful as that is. So what are we doing then? Well, no one can tell you what to do. I could pick some way and tell you 1,000 times that you must do it, and every time I tell you that, you'd probably want to do something else all the more. So you must decide for yourself the good news, bad news, where you will put your energies, where you will put your attention, where you will put your focus, and thus, where you will put your activities. But also, it's wonderful that we do have a teaching. What Charles and Myrtle Fillmore set out to do, and what all the people who work in unity to bring us these wonderful things, like the Daily Word, Silent Unity, which you could call right now, 1-800-NOW-PRAY, and you could get a prayer from a live human being that is only present with you, with no distractions. How many books have been written by authors throughout the decade or so that Unity's been around? And they all had a common interest. And I think it was simply to know God more, which is really to say, to know the higher self more, to know the great mystery, and to understand in a deeper sense than an intellectual understanding what it is we are doing. God, I don't even know if any of that made any sense. That's what I love about recording these meditations. I just let it come, and a lot of times I'm surprised at what does come. But when I really think about what I want to say to you from me, it is this commonality. It's really what we call oneness or unity. How do we cultivate this more in our awareness, that we actually grok, that we are connected, that we experience it in our practice of it, whatever that means for us individually? Much of the time, that is in prayer and meditation in our own private worlds. And then when we come together in that same way, like on Sunday mornings or wherever else, deeply considering the unity that binds us all together. And from that space, don't you just want to be a better human being? And so we're constantly challenging ourselves to rise a little bit higher in our awareness, in our communion, and in all of our activities. And that is no small task to charge ourselves with. And I guess I could tell you that on my own, I may not have ever come to that place, driven by my own smaller desires and ignorant to the greater world of the spirit. Just like Charles and Myrtle were, and just like so many who have come to unity have been, a lot of people come here not on a winning streak, but rather when life is so hard that we turn for spiritual help. And we utter the sacred prayer, God, please help me. And somehow, the help comes, human and divine. Okay, so that's a lot of talking today from me. So I'm connecting with you now, opening myself. And I ask you to do the same. Open your heart. Literally feel it open in all directions until a vast expanse of sending and receiving becomes visible through your inner eye. And then through the light of that inner eye and the light of the Christ consciousness, feel it open your mind, all aspects of your mind. Feel the energy of divine life, divine love, and divine wisdom like a magnet bring you taller through your crown, as if you were plugging in to a heaven above, rooting down into the earth below, where heaven and earth meet as you. You are a magnificent being. And when we come together in this beautiful way, connecting heart to heart, soul to soul, and mind to mind, how powerful we become, not in what we receive, but in what we give. For we remember that giving is receiving, and there is no separation in that. So here, today, right now, we spill ourselves into eternity. Let yourself come apart. And then rejoin in that spiritual light that floods your body cells even now. And from this place, observe your breath. Suddenly it becomes a miracle. Physically strong, mentally aware, spiritually connected. We are one in God. And so let's take our awareness now to that same spiritual eye. And just like after Jesus was born, the infancy of his life coming into fruition for him to do his work, so are we, aware now of our divine inheritance. And willing, fully willing, to share it with complete abandon with all of life through the heart center. imagine now that your breath is synced with my breath, and that my breath is synced with all breath of everyone listening to this message. And then imagine that the entire human race is breathing together in this way. And now let your face soften, all the muscles around your eyes and your jaw. And let your awareness rest at the spiritual eye, the point between the eyebrows, the Christ consciousness. All right, and then become aware of your body again. And as always, if you wish to remain in meditation, you can simply pause the recording and meditate for as long as you wish. And so now we sort of reverse the process that we used to come into this meditation today, entering the awareness through the spiritual eye into the brain, down over the shoulders, through the throat chakra, into the heart center, down into the lower chakras, into the internal organs and the physical body. And then feel your breath permeating all that you are. So that now you have become very embodied, very present to your physical being, and aware of the spiritual life that runs through you. Okay, so notice your presence. Set your simple intention for the day. Whether it be to be more present to yourself, to others, to be kinder, to not judge, to flourish, to rest, to work, to play, all of the possible intentions. Set a simple one for your day. And then won't you take a moment with me to say goodbye to 2020? And if you can, try and do it with a grateful heart and a blessing. And then we let it go. And we do this to create space to allow what is meant to come through us, free of the past, free of concern about the future. We are in the present moment, fully open, fully aware, and fully ready. Awake and ready, we greet the present moment with zeal, enthusiasm, faith, peace, love, and joy. Thank you, God, for this moment, this day. Thank you, God, for all life. And so it is. Amen.